We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The U.S.-Canada border, we're talking about it this morning with attorney Jamie Fegal of Fegal, Carr & Joyce. President Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau held a virtual summit yesterday on the pandemic, the economy, the border, also climate change. You know, Jamie, no announcements or decisions were made, but they did agree to a coordinated approach for border reopening. Do you look at that as a good sign?
I really think that they probably didn't talk about the border too much. They were talking about rebuilding the economy on both sides of the border, and I think they were focusing on that. Right now, I know that I was listening to you guys yesterday morning, and you were talking about leading up to the summit, and there are some new measures that have gone into place at the border over the past 2 weeks that are really locking us down even more and locking U.S. out of Canada even more. So on Monday the 15th, there was an extra measure that came into place that said that the loophole, I guess, that was discussed yesterday at the airport border about not having COVID testing that wouldn't be issued at the border is now there. So you have to present a negative COVID test at the border in order to even appear, even if you're a Canadian citizen. And then on Monday, they instituted that rapid test at the border. So they have instituted a quadruple redundancy at the border in order to discourage Canadians from leaving and really try and block as many people as they can that would be positive coming into Canada. I think they're trying to go for an Australian approach to try and get the level to zero. But if this works, it's good. And maybe it was discussed yesterday as part of the infrastructure yet necessary in the next few months, or I don't know how long, to have something in place for the border to reopen. So the testing trailers are here. They're in Buffalo. They have there's going to be the one at the Peace Bridge within the next couple of days, and it's already at Lewis and Queenston. Lewis and Queenston Bridge was picked as one of the top four to start this right away. So at least some of the infrastructure is getting there. But for right now, we're going kind of backwards in the opening before we go forward.
Does it surprise you, as somebody who's been following this closely every step of the way, that it is getting tougher at the border instead of easier, given that for much of the last year, this seems to be, as you said, Canada looking at the U.S. and keeping the U.S. out, whereas over the past couple of weeks, maybe, I mean, that conversation has shifted to the U.S. is vaccinating a whole lot more people than Canada has, likely to reach a herd immunity threshold much sooner than Canada is. So does it surprise you that Canada is now doubling down?
When you look at it that way, it's hard to see it the converse. But really what Canada was finding is that the majority of the cases were coming in from outside of Canada. So Justin Trudeau decided to say, okay, I can't stop you from coming because Canadians have a legal right of entry, but I can really discourage you or prevent you. And I'll tell you, I bet you that's a really big reason why the summit was virtual yesterday, was because if Justin Trudeau left Canada right now, it would be like Ted Cruz leaving Texas. Like, it would be so bad for him to go against everything that he's been preaching to his own citizens. So they're not really, while I agree that there's no rush here and no ability to immunize in Canada, and there is they're doing a great job in the U.S., that is not enough to show that it's not coming in from outside Canada, including the United States. So I think they're still keeping that in mind, that until everything comes down so much more in terms of statistics, they're still going to keep that hard line that the Canadian border is going to stay closed.
So with these new mandates, Jamie, what does it mean if a Canadian couple went to Florida for the winter and plans to return in a few weeks?
That's what's happening right now. So that's been the last 2 weeks. You have to get a very specific COVID test. So it can't just be any COVID test. And it has to be valid within 72 hours of arrival. So if your flight's delayed, or if something happens where you appear at the border over that 72-hour threshold from the time you had that test taken, or if the test is incorrect, you are sent back to the United States in order to obtain the right test, and you cannot appear again until you have it. So it's kind of like you can't even make it to step two without that step one. They're going to turn you around. I had a client who was expired by a few hours and was turned around, and the next test they couldn't get was till 2 days later. So it's very complicated, and it is causing a little bit of havoc.
And there's really no clear indication on when we're going to be able to get back to normal. Even for, property owners or other people who have really close ties on both sides of the border.
Well, that is interesting, too, because there was, I know you guys were talking about this yesterday, and there was a mandate by Canada in October that did allow, and I hope your listeners are, that if they have family members in Canada, that they're really hearing this, because there is an ability to file through email a form and information with the Canadian government to ask for permission to enter if you have family members. So for me personally, my whole family's in the States. I grew up in Buffalo. I'm a Buffalonian girl, and I married a Canadian. My family there has wanted to come visit me. I have petitioned them through this process since October. We have received approval, and I have had relatives come visit me. It's not convenient because it means that they are subject to quarantine, but it's there. You can reunite if you can plan accordingly. So that's an important thing to think about, that there are some measures in place to allow these families and couples. The same form allows couples who have been in an exclusive relationship for more than 1 year to be able to enter into Canada so that they can reunite. They are sensitive to family reunification, so that is important too.
Oh, that's good to know. Jamie, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. Jamie Fiegel joining us live this morning from Fiegel, Carr & Joyce.